Good morning. We are talking today with Telfin Beddoe, who is a member. Are you a long-term member of Molesey Boat Club?
For about 22 years,
Oh,
so
wow.
relatively long.
How long have you been rowing for then?
Since I was 14, so
Wow.
about 40 years.
40 years. Is there a gap? Did you roll and then go off and do uni and life and what have you, and then come back to
My gap
it?
year was a rowing year, and my university were a rowing 3 years. I did, after I got married and got a real job, I did have a bit of a gap of maybe 4 or 5 years, and when the kids were babies. But
Yeah, you've been a long-termer, basically. How long would you expect to be rowing until? Do you expect to be one foot in the grave?
I don't know. Well, we did National Masters this year, and a guy subbed into our crew, and he was 78. So,
Fantastic.
yeah, it is a it can be a lifelong thing.
Yeah, it was just one of those things as living on the Thames, you see all these kind of just generally old boys bombing up and down the river, and you think if it's a choice between a rowboat and a Zimmer frame, I know which I would choose.
It's a nice environment to be out.
When you first learn to row, how long does it take you to learn the ropes of rowing?
It's a continuous process, really, because there's different aspects to it. So rowing is different to sculling. Oh, that's not happened here.
No, explain that one to me.
So with sculling, we've got two oars each, and with rowing you've got one. So when you're going with rowing, you tend to go, your body tends to sweep around a corner, and so what you're doing with your hands is rather different to what you're doing when you're sculling.
Okay,
So
I
the guys
see.
that are on their own, that's sculling, and the guys in an eight, they're usually rowing.
Interesting to know the difference. So the learn to row classes are about a couple of weeks long.
Yes,
The initial
you can get a lot
ones.
of basics done. You can get a lot of basics done in an early, in a quite a quick period, but it takes quite what it's been years to refine stuff. And you hear a coach from a different environment, and you start to learn different stuff. So.
So there's a it's really is a continuous process.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, what you can be basically there in a few weeks, but you're not going to be at an elite level for years, really.
No, which you would expect, or we would all be doing it. So you go from learn to row into juniors. What did you go into juniors? I assume if you started at 14.
I started at school, so I was racing as a junior back then. Just competing for the school.
So how long, so that would be until kind of, if you're 14, until you're about 18?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then I had a gap year in Canada where I spent a year in a rowing school as a teacher. And then 3 years at university. Which I
How
was, yeah.
when the elite athletes go, when you get into the kind of senior squad, when you're kind of what I would say career rowers, because I mean that appears to be a different take than kind of pure uni, is how long is that process between you start as an adult at 18 or whatever the chucking out time of juniors is, into that kind of senior squad that does all the Henleys and the World Championships and the Olympics and stuff.
So some people can come to it late, and it's not a requirement that you start as a junior. Some people don't pick it up until after university, and in the right environment they can go. They're mostly banded. The regattas will have categories for either juniors or university people or club people or veterans. So yeah, you can pick it up at an early age, really. And but you just need to
Because,
sort of.
yeah, I'm just kind of thinking, if you want to become an Olympian, that kind of senior squad takes 5 years, 10 years. I don't know what the life stage of this kind of top of the game competitiveness lasts for.
Well, sometimes, if you've come from a different environment, so if you've come from elite swimming, you can already be familiar with a lot of the training process and already arrive with an elite physiology. So a point in take that the current Olympic champion in single sculls, most of his young career, he was a swimmer for Germany. And he transitioned in a relatively, literally a couple of years from swimming to being an Olympic champion in the single, which is arguably the blue ribboned event. But yeah, so it can be done quick. It just depends a little bit on your background and how physically active you've been.
If you were going in from, you start in at kind of at the senior squad into, you see, I think from one of the athletes, because I only really know one that went from kind of day one of squad to the Olympics. It was about 5, 6 years. Is that a normal time trajectory? For that type of level of performance.
The Olympic cycles are 4 years, so athletes will try and get on a 4 year conveyor belt, as it were. Whether some people it takes a long time, and others, I mean, there's a peak. There's arguably a peak of age around, I'd say between mid-20s to early 30s that
So it goes on till you're 30 then.
for Olymp well I've seen Olympians in I remember a sort of a Scandinavian rower winning the quads a silver medal at the quads at age 40. So
So
it came
it's got straight, yeah.
yeah
It goes on.
it's getting much quite a bit harder at that age, and he's rather was rather the exception. But
So
again,
it
Steve was knocking 40
yeah.
when what say Sir Steve was knocking 40 at Sydney when he did his fifth gold. So
Okay.
but he's more the exception,
Yeah.
I would say, and he started
Okay.
very young.
So you could be an elite athlete, or you could be just a normal adult
Yeah.
sculler or rower.
Yeah, yeah.
So it really is a sport for life once you
It
get
can
into
be.
it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it can be.
And some of the super vets actually start rowing quite late, don't they?
Yes. So, because some, well, yeah, some of them have been. I'm just trying to think of some of the guys now that some of the stories, but, a lot of them have started. The majority have started at university or school. The super vets that you know of or aware of at Molesey, a lot of those have been at Oxford or Cambridge. So
I'm
I'm
just
just trying to
thinking
think.
that there are people who arrive as explorers and then go on to be recreational rowers.
Oh yes, entirely.
Yeah,
Yes. There's a girl. There's
that's
a girl in my quad at the moment who's come from High Rocks. In fact,
yeah.
she started very late. So, and
So
we won
that's
national
my point,
masters this year.
is
So,
there's no gateway to starting rowing. You can just get on with it whenever you want to come to it, if you like.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can. Yeah, find the right club that's works for
Now,
you for.
you guys won something recently for the Masters, didn't you?
Yeah,
Well
up at
done.
Nottingham. Thank you.
How much training goes into getting there?
I'm doing about 12 hours a week.
And is that all on the river, or is it a river gym erg, or?
I'm doing some on the river because it takes me a while to get down to the Molesey and back. The commute adds an hour each way. I tend to do a lot of gym work. And because I've been rowing for quite a while, my technique's not so bad, or ingrained as with bad faults, whichever way you want to look at it. So I tend to do a lot of gym work at home and pop down for crew sessions when I can.
So how long, what would the normal kind of training regime be? Is it two, three times on the river and then two or three times in the gym, or what does that type of look like ish?
It does vary, even within our crew, it does vary a bit because some are quite local, so they'll spend more time on the river than they would in the gym and do a lot in either singles and then we do crew stuff on the weekend. Leading up to an event, we might try and get some extra outings in before work or after work for people. But for the most part, I'm training in the gym Monday to Friday, and
So
coming
it's
back
quite a
to
grueling schedule then.
Yeah, the way I'm quite I mean we did
Motivated.
operate at national level, so you know you've got to make some sacrifices to get
No,
some of
I get you.
bigger cherries.
Now, coming on back to Molesey Regatta, which is on the 19th and 20th of July, it's open to everybody. It's in Hurst Park Meadow, and it's right at the far end, away from Hampton Court Bridge. So you need to walk past all the trailers and stuff if you want to come along. It's a full family event. As Fee's already mentioned, there's lots of entertainment on, and food and drink and a, a beer tent and all the rest that comes with that. Are you going to be racing at the regatta?
I can't this year because I've got my mother-in-law's diamond wedding anniversary
Ah,
event
bummer.
happens to coincide with this year. But I've been previous years. Yeah, it's a great event.
It is a good event. And are you off to Henley today?
Not today. I'm going
Today?
to watch. I've got some of it. A friend's daughter is racing at 9 o'clock. So I'll catch that on YouTube, but I'm down some on the weekend, and if I can get dog cover on Friday as well.
It's a great big thing, isn't it?
It's huge. And interestingly, Molesey Regatta, historically, I mean, Henley has grown in significance as a national event, but wind back sort of 1800 years, Molesey and a number of the big river regattas were of sort of equal standard. And the trophies that you'll see if you wander along to the trophy tent at Molesey Regatta, the trophies that you'll see are comparable to those at Henley. There's some very, very impressive, and you'll see that a number of them, Kingston have those and Wallingford have those. There were a number of really huge regattas. Going back to actually, but when rowing used to be, there was a professional era, so there was some quite big prize money about 100 years ago for rowing. So that sort of it split off a bit, and it became much more amateur. But yeah, going back a long time, it was a huge, huge event, Molesey Regatta.
I've seen some of the BFI photo films of it. Obviously Molesey has crews out in Henley. Good luck to Sam Tuck, and I don't know the deputy's name and all the athletes. I think they've got a few races today. So good luck to them. To be able to get any details about the regatta, Google Molesey Regatta and it will come up, or molseyrowingclub.net, and you can tap into that for learn to row classes, to be able to sponsor crews and people. There's a variety of ways you can get involved. And you can scroll down to the bottom of the page and also get the link to go on the regatta site. We're also on Facebook with Molesey Regatta and Head Races. And I think we're on Instagram as well. Thank you very much, Topham.
That's all
Have
right.
a great day. And
Yeah, thank you very much.
thank you for letting me do this over Zoom. It's a busy week. Toodaloo for now.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.